It's getting lonely at the top of the South. The Okotoks Carstar Bisons, 6-0-0, extended their season-long winning streak to 6 games with a pair of victories on the road over Strathmore and at home versus Rocky to solidify top spot in the Heritage Junior Hockey League's Southern Division. "I think we're faster than last year, and that's exciting because that's my preferred play style," said Bisons forward Alastair Standen. "I'm excited because it's only the start of the season, so we're going to get way faster. Guys on the other team are already telling us how bad it is to play against us. They're not too excited when they hear they're playing the Bisons." Okotoks dispatched the Rocky Rams 7-2 on Sunday, led by a 4-goal second period. The teams entered the first intermission knotted at 1 despite a 22-6 shots on goal advantage for Okotoks. The Bisons got on the board just 90 seconds into the contest with Alastair Standen tipping a shot in the crease on a delayed penalty, with the Rams answering through Kale Stesic. Special teams helped the hosts tilt the ice in their favor in the second stanza. Javon Bushelin scored shorthanded just 65 seconds into the period, and veteran blue liner Braden Kaptie added a power play marker just 5 seconds into a man advantage with a howitzer wrist shot off the post and in. Adam Kirkpatrick added another power play tally midway through the period. High Riverite Ethan McIntyre added an even strength tally to close the 4-goal frame. "Special teams is huge. It's make or break in tight games," Kaptie said. "One power play can make a difference." Okotoks Carstar Bisons forward Alastair Standen dodges the Rocky Rams defense at the Murray Arena on October 2. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. In the third, Standen and Bushelin added to the onslaught, with the Rams getting one back on the power play. In goal, Grady Nicklaus made 17 saves to pick up the win in his Bisons debut. "The fast pace and good puck movement and getting lots of shots is what we're looking for right now," Kaptie said. "It's really important to get that pace going at the start of the season." On Saturday, Okotoks edged a tough Strathmore Wheatland Kings squad 4-2 on the strength of a decisive final frame. Bushelin and Connor Claughton notched their first goals of the season, the latter his first with the Junior B club, with Easton Dean tallying his fourth of the campaign to break the 1-1 deadlock after 40 minutes. Caden Scott scored earlier for Okotoks. In between the pipes, Dylan Fries made 21 saves on 23 shots for the Stavely product's third win. "We always seem to have a close game with them," Standen said. "It's a lot different on their ice surface. They've got the Olympic size ice, but we stuck to our plan and kept getting pucks deep and kept grinding away at it, moving the puck quick and moving our feet fast." Through 3 weeks, the Bisons and the Northern Division leading Mountain View Colts are the only undefeated teams left standing. "It's trusting each other and knowing that if one guy is going hard to the corner, that someone's going to have his back," Standen said. "It's knowing that guys are going to stick up for each other. It's motivation to keep playing and keep fighting for each other." On deck, home cooking is on the menu for Thanksgiving weekend, with Okotoks hosting a pair at the Murray Arena, with the Airdrie Thunder visiting on October 7 at 8 p.m. and Sylvan Lake Wranglers in town for an October 9 matinee at 1:15 p.m. "I'm expecting a faster play style," Standen added. "And I think it will be a really good test to see if we can handle it." For more information, go to OkotoksBisons.com. Okotoks Carstar Bisons forward Easton Dean jostles with the Rocky Rams at the Murray Arena on October 2. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Okotoks Carstar Bisons forward Javon Bushelin, 27, celebrates his second goal on the Rocky Rams at the Murray Arena on October 2. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today.